now. Opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the super-powered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500-kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage. Brad Savage.
Come on in. The water's great. Let's enjoy music history together and the progression of the popular music era. One song per decade. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. I'm Brad Savage, and this is show number 90. On today's program, yodeling 1920s style, plus a rockabilly early rock and roll song from 1956 from a country artist that didn't like rock and roll and gave himself a different name for this particular recording. Plus, a late 60s Dutch band delivers the original version of a song covered by Nirvana on their first album. We'll hear from a St. Louis, Jefferson City, Missouri industrial 90s alt-rock band, an album that has now been reissued and released on vinyl for the first time. And finally, a gentleman goes wild in a lady's boudoir. This is Cruisin' the Decades, and let's begin over 100 years ago. This song is from 1919, and even though that is well over a century ago, it shows that there's always been a kind of nostalgia and a type of looking at the past, maybe through rose-colored glasses a little bit, but looking back at the trends and the styles of yesteryear. This is Arthur Fields with Bring Back Those Wonderful Days, 1919, on Cruisin' the Decades.
You've heard of the lamp of Aladdin, what wonderful things it could do. If I had it today, I'd rub it and say, here's all that I want of you. Oh, won't you bring back those happy days of childhood? Won't you bring back the lane down in the wildwood that would lead us to the dear old swimming pool? Every time that we played hooky on the way to school, oh, bring back those simple girls in gingham. Won't you bring back the dear old songs and sing 'em? What a joy it would be, both for you and me. Could we bring back those wonderful days? Bring back the plays of home and mother. Won't you bring back the Silver King and others, and the song and dance of Harrigan and Hart? Days when Booth and Barrett used to play the leading part. Oh, bring back the pantomimes of Hanlon. Won't you bring back the lullabies of Scanlon? How we'd love the joke of the minstrel Moe. Could we bring back those wonderful days? that wonderful lamp of the fable, dropped jewels and treasures galore. If Aladdin lived now, I feel that somehow these are the things he'd ask for. Oh, won't you take back the installment plan, collectors? Won't you take back the income tax collectors and the friends that take you out and let you treat? And the janitors that never give you any heat? Oh, take back those tip-expecting waiters. Won't you take back those red flag agitators? Every night I pray, take those pests away and bring back those wonderful days. Bring back the stocks that cost a quarter. Won't you bring back the milk without the water and the great big tender thick and juicy steak? Long before our limit was a sack of victory cakes. Oh, bring back the eggs at 10 a dozen. Won't you bring back the bread that wheat once was? And you can laugh and joke, but we're all dead broke. Won't you bring back those wonderful days? Bring back the brew that used to trickle. Won't you bring back the big one for a nickel? And the nice brass rail all polished up so bright, and the family entrance after 12 o'clock at night. Oh, bring back the ale that was so musty. Won't you bring back the can that's getting rusty? Drinking ginger ale makes me weak and pale. Won't you bring back those wonderful days?
This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music history. From Akron, Ohio, USA to the world, via high-powered shortwave, Radio Miami International, and the 500-kilowatt blowtorch world band signal of WBCQ, The Planet, in Monticello, Maine. And heard on the top independent community and music radio stations in the world. Music from the lifelong record collection of Brad Savage, hand-picked song by song. This is the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Bye.
Wow, that is a pretty amazing record and very scratchy, as you can tell. But give us a break. The record is 100 years old. That's Paul Van Dyke, a yodeling tune, The Merry-Go-Round. That is a shellac 10-inch 78 RPM single on Brunswick Records, 1923. And the B-side is called That Naughty Yodel. That is Paul Van Dyke on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 Years of Music. Sadly, I have not been able to find a digitized version, a remastered, like a compact disc reissue version of that one. So just that scratchy old recording. But this show is all about music history, the voices and sounds of recordings coming to life. Mostly music, but also culture. And news and sports and the sounds of life, one song per decade. So as we move forward to 1933, let's talk about life in the early 30s, the American Depression era, and FDR's New Deal, 1933 in sound on Cruisin' the Decades.
These are the sounds of days that are past. We record a new dimension of history. A voice can cut through the hazy fog of time and bring yesterday's images sharply into focus. Do you recognize this voice?
Hold the distinction of being the only nation in the history of the world that ever went to the poorhouse in an automobile.
That was the voice of Will Rogers, trying to teach America how to laugh its way through a depression. 1933 was dark all over the world. Japan was already in Manchuria, and the League of Nations was dying in Geneva. In Germany, the Reichstag fire was history. So was the Weimar Republic. In Italy, Benito Mussolini had translated a people's search for security into savage conquest. In rich, fertile America, fear and uncertainty lay heavy upon the land.
Our greatest primary task is to put people to work.
Franklin D. Roosevelt stood beside Chief Justice Hughes on the steps of the Capitol on that raw afternoon of March 4th, and a nation with 15 million unemployed listened.
So first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
The first year of the New Deal was vigorous, desperate, experimental, and like a surgeon's most powerful drugs, dangerous. Franklin Roosevelt and his corps of political practitioners, Hopkins, Tugwell, Moley, Wallace, and Hugh Johnson, created the most controversial administration since Lincoln's. And yet, either because of it or in spite of it, the patient revived and prospered. Production and employment were up. The soup kitchens and the apple stands disappeared.
You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades. We're in 1933, and despite hard times for so many in that era, so much amazing music. This next song is a 1933 hit, kind of an off-color double entendre song by Cliff Edwards. They called him Ukulele Ike. He was a singer. He got into radio and later television and film. Pretty iconic American entertainer from the 20s and 30s right up till the late 70s. This is Cliff Edwards, and here we go with A Bear in a Lady's Boudoir on Cruisin' the Decades, 1933.
Wah, dee-da-da-dee-da-lo. You may talk about your colleges, fair Harvard and old Yale, and all the universities whose banners brave the gale. All the football heroes, their glory and renown. I never went to college, but I know I've been to town. I may not be a football hero, but I'm a star with the beautiful girl. You never see me in the thick of a fight, 'cause I do my scoring mostly at night. I never tackle any dummies. I've played the best from near and far. No, I ain't. No, I'm not a football hero. but I'm a bear in a lady's boudoir. They play football on the gridiron, where the ground is rough and hard. I do my playing on a divan. The ladies all say I'm a triple threat man. I never have to call for timeout, for I'm always up to par. Oh, I ain't, no, I'm not a football hero, but I'm a bear in a lady's boudoir. I never fought for Alma Mater, because she never fought for me. The boys win a letter for not playing rough. I should get an alphabet for doing my stuff. I'm pretty good at center rushing. That's the place I really star. Oh, I may not be, I'm not a football hero, but I'm a dog in a lady's boudoir. One time I swung into action, I was rewarded with wild acclaim. The captain said to me, you're just a little runt. As long as you've been playing, you've never touched a punt. When I removed my interference, the goal was not so very far. Oh, I ain't, I'm not a football hero, but I'm a lady in a lady's boudoir.
You can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Well, I bet you're familiar with that song. Very famous in cultural history, 1946. Zippity-doo-dah, that version from Bob Crosby. The song was written and composed by Ray Gilbert and Ali Rubel for the 1946 live-action and animated movie Song of the South for Disney. It actually won an Academy Award Best Original Song in 1946. That was Bob Crosby's version, the younger brother of the very famous Bing Crosby. Bob Crosby was a regular cast member on the Jack Benny program, first on radio and later on television. He also, in the mid-50s, for CBS TV, hosted The Bob Crosby Show. So that's our 1946 pick, and we do one song per decade, 100 years of music, cruisinthedecades.com, and let us know where you're located and which radio station you're tuned in with for Cruisin' the Decades. We'd like to send greetings to our listeners across our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and Frederick, Maryland, and the gamut, a very unique, eclectic, all-digital radio station. The gamut originates on WTOP HD3 in Washington, D.C., which is one of the biggest radio stations in the country. And also, a special greeting to all of our college and university-oriented radio stations. There are several. World College Radio Day occurs each year in October, and Cruisin' the Decades is heard on great college broadcasters like KMSU at Minnesota State Mankato and KCLC at Lindenwood University in St. Louis, Missouri, and WRCT Pittsburgh at Carnegie Mellon University, and WPKMLP 96.3 The Beat, broadcasting at Parkersburg, West Virginia University. As we go into the 1950s, I find this song fascinating. George Jones, one of the greatest country music singers of all time. Well, George Jones, the old possum, he didn't really like rock and roll. He wasn't all that impressed by rockabilly and the success of Elvis, but early in his career, he did some real rockin' or rockabilly type numbers for Starday Records, and he didn't put his name on them. They were as Thumper Jones. This is actually George Jones. I've even read stories that people would ask him to autograph the sleeve of the 45s years later, and he wouldn't do it. He didn't want to be associated later with these recordings because he became one of the all-time greatest country singers, and that was his sound. This is Thumper Jones with Rocket, 1956 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Gonna bop to every song. I'm gonna rock, rock, rock my blues away. We'll rock them all night long. Don't I mean rockin'? Yeah, rockin', rockin', rockin'. Yeah, baby, when I'm rockin', I wanna rock it with you. Yeah, all I need is a rockin' song to drive away my cares. And when I do my rockin', baby, I wanna get my share. Lord, I love rockin'.
Journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Would you believe me when I tell you you're the king of my dreams? Please don't deceive me when I hurt you. It just ain't the way it seems. Can't you hear my love buzz? Can't you hear my love buzz? Can't you hear my love buzz? I need you like a desert needs rain. I would travel like to die. When I don't see you, so spread your wings and fly. Can't you hear my love buzz? Can't you hear my love buzz? Can't you hear my love buzz?
Cruising now, 1969, and a Dutch band called Shocking Blue. That is Love Buzz, which wasn't a big hit back in the late 60s, but it's fairly known now because Nirvana covered it on their first album, Bleach, in 1990 for Sub Pop Records. That's brought a whole different generation into awareness of that song. Meanwhile, Shocking Blue, they were most famous for their song, Venus. It's Cruisin' the Decades, and I'm Brad Savage, CruisinTheDecades.com. Coming up, something really special from the Replacements in the 1980s, from the newly released box set of their album, Tim. We'll even speak with Tommy Stinson of the Replacements about that new reissue. But first, 1972. This is Steely Dan on Cruisin' the Decades.
Mm-hmm. times are hard. You're afraid to pay the fee. So you find yourself somebody who can do the job for free. When you need a bit of loving, 'cause your man is out of town, that's the time you get me running, and you know I'll be around.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah. I don't wanna do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah.
Light the candle, put the lock upon the door. You have sent the maid home early, like a thousand times before. Like the castle in his corner, in a medieval game, I foresee terrible trouble, and I stay here just the same.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah. I don't wanna do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah.
Steely Dan, our 1970s pick on Cruisin' the Decades from Can't Buy a Thrill, the album that is Dirty Work. Cruisin' the Decades, one song per decade, over 100 years of music. Now we're going to zip into 1985 with the Replacements. A really excellent album of theirs is called Tim, and it has just seen the Super Deluxe reissue box set treatment with a bunch of live tracks and rarities and outtakes, and notably the new mix of the album by producer Ed Stasium. And it sounds quite a lot different. The Replacements are an influential band from Minneapolis, Minnesota, starting in the early 80s. And Tim is regarded as one of their best albums. But a lot of critics said it wasn't mixed right. The production wasn't quite right. Well, now, all these years later, they went back to Ed Stasium to do a new version using the original tracks. Tommy Stinson is a founding member of the Replacements, and he was in Bash and Pop and a band called Perfect. He was even in Guns N' Roses for a number of years. Recently, in Akron, Ohio, USA, the Summit FM did a listener event and mini concert with Tommy Stinson for his new project, Cowboys in the Campfire. Well, here's what Tommy Stinson had to say about Tim and the new deluxe box set edition.
I always had a problem with the sound of that record. It always sounded kind of crappy to me, if you will. And, you know, Ed Stasium was supposed to mix it to begin with. He was supposed to be a part of that project, but then his schedule didn't comply. And so we had to have Tommy Early mix it. And I think under the pressure of Warner Brothers and stuff like that to get it done and keep it under budget or whatever, he had to do it. And admittedly, his hearing wasn't the greatest for that. He would be the first one to tell you that as well. But, you know, hence that happened, and that's the deal. And now you know, it does sound infinitely better, I think.
Tommy Stinson of The Replacements talking about the new Ed Stasium mix of the album Tim. The box set is called Tim, the Let It Bleed Deluxe Edition. Here's one of those new mixes of one of the signature tunes. This is Left of the Dial, The Replacements, 1985 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruisin' the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere. Stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air. One broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously, a shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
90s alt rock era on Cruisin' the Decades. Gravity Kills, coming out of Jefferson City, the capital of Missouri, and St. Louis area. Now, they've recently regrouped. They have a small number of upcoming reunion shows in the St. Louis area. And for the first time, that album is issued on vinyl. On limited edition Coke bottle clear vinyl, Gravity Kills Guilty from the first album from 1996. That is the industrial rock sound made famous in the genre by groups like Nine Inch Nails and Ministry and so forth. But what a moment in time that was. Well, you're listening to Cruisin' the Decades 100 Years of Music. The program originates at a local independent public radio station, the Summit FM, in Akron and Canton, Youngstown, and Athens, Ohio. Akron, Ohio, the home of LeBron James and the Black Keys and Devo. And don't forget Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders and so many great bands. Check out cruisinthedecades.com. Send us a reception report. Let us know where you're located, where you're listening to Cruisin' the Decades, and submit a song request for a future show. I'm your host, Brad Savage, and let us continue now. now with a 2007 release from Josh Ritter. And this is Right Moves 2007 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Hi, this is Josh Ritter, and you're hearing a 100-year musical journey through the history of recorded music. You found Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music.
All of a sudden, now you're back again. I thought you were happy with whoever. Did you dream about me now and then? Did you look up at the stars and feel something for the constellations? All those lovers circling round their love. Slings and arrows, dogs and lions, rivers separating touch from touch. The comedy of distance, the tragedy of separation. Making all the right moves. Am I singing you the right blues? Is there a time when I could call you just to see how you are doing? I said, how is it that you come back to me? You don't need the stories of my scars or in the stars to tell you nothing's free. I traded all the innocence I ever had for hesitation. To my lips, and then you kissed me once and once again. The crickets all leapt up and met the moon with a standing ovation. Am I making all the right moves? Am I singing you the right blues? Is there a time when I could call you just to see how you are doing?
Years of music, one song per decade, an audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, with beginnings, what keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning. Up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun. and has no ribbon. Your gift keeps on giving. What is this I'm feeling? If you wanna leave, I'm with it.
Sounds of Daft Punk with Pharrell Williams. That is Get Lucky from 2014 on Cruisin' the Decades. That song topped the charts in over 30 countries around the world. And at the Grammy Awards in 2014, Daft Punk cleaned up. Album of the Year, Best Dance Electronica Album, and Best Engineered Album, Non-Classical. And that song, Get Lucky, also picked up the Grammy for Record of the Year and Best Pop Duo Group Performance. That was the final studio album for the mysterious French electronic group Daft Punk. And there's also, as we move into the 2020s here, there's also an air of mystery on the new selection from 2023 this week. This is an artist by the name of Smith. Now, Smith is a Grammy-nominated writer, producer, artist, and these hooks would sink anything, holy moly, these hooks would catch anything. These hooks are huge on this song, Lemon. Now, Smith has been taking off virally, over 75 million TikTok impressions. This is the perfect example of a recent pop song taking off in a big level on digital platforms, even before radio catches on in a lot of ways. Now, this artist, Smith, has never revealed her face or her identity, so it's very anonymous. Let's listen to Lemon. Oh, this will be in your head all day. This is Smith on Cruisin' the Decades.
2023. Lemon, 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 bitter. Lemon, 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 bitter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, pretty bitter. Lemon, 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 pretty bitter. Yeah. Your hair like a lemon, lemon, lemon. Goes dry inside just like a lemon. Need a lot of sugar, pour it on me like a lemon, cause it's more than fair to say I taste pretty, pretty bitter. Lemon, 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 bitter. Lemon, 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 bitter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, pretty bitter. Lemon, 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 pretty bitter. Shining on you. so buckle so tight, leave you feeling pretty bitter. Lemon, 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 bitter. Lemon, 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 bitter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, pretty bitter. Lemon, 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 pretty bitter. What are you shenanigans like a lemon? Good in a bowl, need 8 others with them. Firm, rolling orders like a mother. Lemon, bitter, cold, though it's warm here, just like a lemon. Lemon, 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 bitter. Lemon, 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 bitter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, pretty bitter. Lemon, 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 pretty bitter.
Called Lemon. It is by Smith. We'll drop you off there. Present day 2023. CruisingTheDecades.com from studios in Akron, Ohio at the Summit Public Radio and with production assistance from Corey Jenkins and Nate and Seth Vail this week. Join us again next time.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA, and is broadcast on The Summit on Fridays at 2200 UTC or 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm or by mail at 91.3 FM WAPS Radio, Ellet High School, 309 Wolf Avenue, that's W-O-O-L-F Avenue, Akron, Ohio, 44312, USA. Listen to The Summit on thesummit.fm or via TuneIn Radio or download the Summit Radio app. Dare to be different. With The Summit, local, independent, all music public radio for Northeast Ohio and beyond. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously, a shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.